Okay, we're
and
back.
And we're back. The coolest podcast in Edmonton with the coolest rapper in Edmonton. Sorry, to interrupt you. When do you think you should have children? Perfect age to have kids.
Nah, for real, 30.
30?
You're out of your 20s.
Bugging.
Nah, for real.
Bugging. 35 at least.
Nah, you're bugging.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, my brother has a kid right now, and I'm seeing what he's going through. I feel like that's the perfect age where something like that will definitely change your life and forces you to focus and zone in on your family. And the earlier you do it, the better. I feel like your family will turn out at the age 50.
Bro, plus kids are hard as it is, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a whole issue. If you gotta worry about finances on top of the kids,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? No, but I mean, you wanna have a career line. Like, by the time you're 30, you know, you got everything set up. You got, you know what I mean? Your ball rolling and everything.
But we're living in a different world where niggas at 30 don't even have to worry about being set up. Everything's gonna... In 1950, you can have a career up until you're 65. I feel like 90% of the people in our day and age right now are switching careers every 10, 15 years.
I'd say every 2 years almost.
See, wait, people work longer now, but they don't make as much money in the beginning.
No. I think he's saying everybody switches every 2-3 years.
The world we live
like
in right
industry?
Now?
Yeah, a lot of people are changing every 5 years.
Everything is merging, bro. It's weird. Maybe social media or something.
Yeah, because the trends are happening so quickly now. Like, something's hot for 5 years, it's totally
done.
Yeah, exactly.
What the fuck are you going to do? You were fucking marketing for Snapchat. Now Snapchat is not even a fucking thing. And Snapchat's going bankrupt because nobody's using it because something new came out. What the fuck are you gonna do?
That's right. He's speaking facts. I've heard a lot of people saying, like, yo, they, you know what I mean? Especially with, like, computer science and shit. Niggas are hopping into that and hopping out real quick.
Hey, what shows you been watching? Netflix and shit.
Bro, Snowpiercer. I know you never heard of that.
No,
let me tell you about it.
No, okay.
It's this world goes fucking completely cold. The world goes completely, like, minus 115, right?
Mm. Cold.
People can't live in that shit.
No.
Okay. So, there's people who knew this was coming, they built a train. So this train is energized enough and has enough, like, even where they grow their food and all that shit, there's different departments in the train that has a track built around the world, and will outlive this cold because it's a phase coming into, like, the universe where it's, like, for the next, like, 100 years, there's gonna be this ice cold.
Does the train leave the universe?
No.
How do they freeze, yo?
No, it's probably the Earth is going through, like, an ice age. Yeah,
ice age, pretty much.
Okay, so the train's not freezing?
No, because it's constantly moving.
How does that make sense?
What do you mean?
It makes sense, dog.
How?
Because it's constantly moving.
When you get cold, what do you do?
And plus there's coal burning and all that stuff. Yeah. They can heat up the train, you know what I'm saying?
That's some stupid shit right there, though.
But, well, let's say it's cold enough to the point
because
where...
Because if it's cold, the train is still getting... It's open air. You're still getting cold.
No, we'll close the windows.
Okay, what other good shows are you watching?
No, let him go on. I want to hear this.
What other good shows are you watching?
I'm done with this. Hold on.
Now, you're thinking too deep about it. Once you watch it, you start to understand. Pretty much, the politics starts to come in within this train. So it's like the world... I don't know. I like the fact that, like, outside of even the whole world and, like, millions of people, they got enough wealthy people who wanted to get tickets on this train to buy tickets. Now they have tickets. It's like they have their own governments and politics and problems going throughout the train. There's the fourth class of the train that, like, literally is 700 people in a thing where they don't even fit. But there's third class, there's first class. You know?
What class do you guys think
the
we'd be?
The type of currency they even have.
Bro, what class do you think we would be? In fifth class.
Even the things that become currency. Right now, you could trade somebody for their time and you give them money.
Yeah.
And that's... thing, the governance of it and the political and, like, the finance and the money, the currency of it, and the exchange of what you give me this, and what do you think that would be in a train?
Well,
money,
like,
doesn't matter, right?
Taken though, like, in prisons though, like, money doesn't really matter much.
See what I'm
saying? But they be trading, like, stamps and shit.
Exactly.
And stamps be currency.
And you see why a stamp is fucking important, and you literally would kill for a stamp, bro, because you're in this world
where a stamp
means a lot.
Yo, where you all agree a stamp is, that's crazy.
Yo,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
How do you guys think you'd fare up in prison?
I would go to a prison.
I'd get fucked.
Depends. What kind of prison?
No, like
minimum
maximum security.
No, like medium security. Like,
yeah.
Okay,
so you're kind
how would you fare up?
Well, I'd probably come out a lot fucking smarter than I went in.
Yeah.
Do you think you know? Can you squabble?
Fuck it, yeah. Okay. If we have to, bro. What do you mean, bro? I'm not tying it
up. I don't know, dog. Yo, you can talk all this game or whatever, but like when things actually break down, you never know. Especially in the bin, dog. The bin's scary, dog.
I ain't gonna cap. I can't even speak on being in the bin because I ain't never been. So it's like, you know. Boom.
Facts. Bars.
Bars.
I can't speak on the bin because I ain't been.
Yeah.
Bars.
Get it? Because there's a double entendre with the bin and the bin.
Tough.
Let me write for you, bro.
Nah, I need writers too. Don't worry, I got you.
That's it.
That's crazy, though.
In case you guys didn't know, Kuda's a ghostwriter for Drake.
He calls me once a year, here and there, sometimes to work on the album. You know, he put us in camps and shit, but you know, I ain't know much.
I used to hold Drake's hand when he was walking across the street, and I taught him how to ride a bicycle and shit for real.
That's crazy. Taken? Your mom told me about that shit.
Yo, why are you talking about mom? That's crazy.
I'm trying to support your story.
Nah, you wrong.
Not bad. I was trying to support your story.
That's crazy, what?
I didn't even like that. I was like, yo, what? We're like buddies. Like, you know? Yo, you know what? Yeah.
Like,
you
know, like, yo, I know what you're saying. I was at your crib.
Yeah, exactly. Yo, I'm literally about to stand up and box both of you right now.
No, you're stressing.
I'm about to box you over
here. He's a little insecure.
I'm just joking. Sorry, it's all good.
It's all good. Well,
that's crazy.
So, do you like traveling?
Fucking love traveling.
Fuck, I hate
y'all. Y'all been to Vancouver?
No.
Have you been to Vancouver and hung out with bitches?
You went to Vancouver with my dad.
Yeah, I went to Vancouver with my dad.
That's what I'm saying. Like when you're at a certain level, traveling becomes different.
I get you.
You know, I traveled with my school and stuff like that. It was cool. It went to these games and shit.
Yeah. So what do you mean certain level? That you just
let's say you're
because he's a local celebrity.
Well, you're like 20.
He doesn't deny it.
Nah, I saw.
Guys always on that ship, right? It's just.
Oh, you're a celebrity?
Nah, bro.
Sky.
Mashallah, you're so humble.
Yeah.
Bro, when the fuck did I get this status, bro?
He always asks Hollywood on me. He don't even pick up my phone calls, dog. It's crazy. He switched up on me.
I'm not even verified yet, bro. Once we're verified, what's that?
Yo, did you watch the All-Star game in Beaumont?
Beaumont.
That's a hidden reference.
Remember? Taken, I was actually in Beaumont watching the All-Star game.
For real?
Yeah.
You watched because remember you didn't think I asked you to link up and you're like, yo, I'm watching the All-Star games in Beaumont.
Oh yeah.
And then you posted your story and you were back in Edmonton.
He's out clubbing.
You know what's funny? I didn't know what you was talking about, but I just genuinely proved the fact that I was in Beaumont by telling you, hey, yo, it's funny how you mentioned that because I was in Beaumont.
Yeah, that's crazy. You watched the All-Star game the whole time? Like, the whole time you were in Beaumont?
And he slept there.
You did nothing.
No, I didn't sleep there.
He lived there. He basically lives there. Yeah.
You do realize Beaumont's 15 minutes away. I feel like I can't drive back.
You
know you
could give me a phone call on your way back.
Nah, but the plan was go to this nigga's crib, Beaumont, watch the game. They'll drive me back to my crib to leave my car, and we'll all drive together to go out. So it was like a Beaumont, but I'm back in Edmonton type thing.
So like
I never do like that, bro. Come on, bro, don't do that, man. Not on camera. Bro.
He's always Hollywood. I mean,
nah,
you got to hear first.
Guess who called me? It was like, yo, I want you to come on the podcast. And my response was, bro, you don't even have to ask me, bro. Give me the date and the time, and I'll be there. You're my guy. You guys talking about me?
Important, right? Groundbreaking.
Yeah.
Kind of controversial. What's your favorite race? Favorite race.
What does that mean?
What's your favorite race?
In what context? Why am I even questioning this? I don't have one. That's the right answer, right?
Okay.
That's the right answer.
I was genuinely curious to.
It's like who would I commit hate crimes to? Is that
what you're talking about? Yo. Y'all notice how Ukrainians. Okay, wait. Crazy point.
So, like, if you had to commit genocide on, like, what type of race? Like, which.
Please. Ukrainians have been noticing that they're not white.
What do you mean by that?
You're only a white country if you speak English. Imagine if Russia would have invaded, like, Britain.
Bro, come on. Everybody cares.
The boys would have been there.
Listen.
The boys would have been there.
Okay, but think about if they invaded France.
You're not a white.
That's also a white country.
No, yes.
That's also a white country.
Exactly.
So is Ukraine white? Ukraine isn't white.
No, Ukraine is white.
Ukraine was white.
You're tripping because, yo, take in.
Ukraine is not white.
Everybody cares about Ukraine. Did you ever see all these things getting lit up, all these protests, when Iraq and Syria have been bombed for how long? When Yemen's literally going through a genocide? When Yemen's actually going through a genocide, bro? Take it. taking, you know how everybody's like, oh, Mao committed a genocide.
People don't know who Mao is.
He killed 40 million people. Anyways, they call that a genocide. But then Yemen, they're like, oh, it's a famine. Oh my God, it's a famine. And nobody talks about that.
Shout out Yemen.
Probably some Chinese communist dictator that killed 40 million of his people.
He expects people to know who that is.
At what time?
Like the 1960s.
60 minutes.
Give me a quick brief, like somebody.
So he's a communist leader. He was in power. He was like super energetic. You know, he was a great guy. He said, "Yo, you guys are struggling. I'm gonna help save you guys. We're gonna implement communism. It's this beautiful ideology."
And then,
so then,
can I?
He wants me to talk.
Yo.
Anyways, now that I've established dominance.
I speak.
Mao goes and he's like, "Hey guys, I got this great idea of communism. All we gotta do is, you know, we just gotta like kill like 40 million people. It's not a big deal.
We have too much people."
Yeah, it's called the Great Leap Forward. You know, it's all good. And then you just kill 40 million people. People were like, "Oh shit, this is bad." And everybody was fucking hungry and nobody had food. And then that's why communism.
And what time? Like
19, right after World War II.
Damn, I didn't even know about this.
Yeah, like, yo, Japan.
Doesn't the government like have prioritized nigga?
What?
Okay.
He's schizophrenic.
Doesn't the government have priorities on who they kind of take care of first when it's time to kind of escape the country?
But where are you gonna put them?
To neighboring countries, my nigga.
But they're in the hospital. They probably, like, let's say you're in a coma.
Okay.
Where are you going?
Yo, you're the president of fucking USA. I'm the prime minister of Canada. Russia's attacking me right now, right? Hey, yo, safe. I got this many hospitals and people that need care. These are the people I feel like are gonna be the, okay, kind of like, hang on, let me finish. the kind of like the root of the country and people are gonna bring up. Why the fuck would I not hit you up and be like, "Hey, do you have enough space to take care of these people to get them out first out of the country? Get women and children out first. The men can be the last to leave out the country, because if we need to fucking make a draft, who the fuck is gonna, like, you know?"
I think that's crazy how the men are forced to stay in Ukraine.
But you can't just have everybody run out because they chose to. Like,
yeah, that's
if at that point,
yo, how are you living in a country, you're getting all these benefits, you're reaping all this shit, niggas show up on the front line, and you're out. You're like, "Yo, what?"
Pop out of there. Nah, bro. If I was the president of Ukraine, I'd call a fucking emergency act and be like, "Hey, yo, everything is fucking closed. In the next 24 hours, we're going to escort people who want to leave if they're women and children."
Yeah.
If I was the president,
yo, keep in mind, the emergency act was made for that purpose. The only other times it was made, keep in mind, you know how it was used for the truckers?
Yeah.
The only other times was World War I, World War II, and then during these riots, they killed the diplomats. They literally killed members of government and assassinated them. Mm. And then it was used again for a bunch of truckers sitting in Ottawa.
Yeah, what do you guys think of the president right now, the Ukrainian guy? What do you think of him, actually? Because we talked about him.
I don't know much about him, but bitches think he's fine as fuck.
Mm. If I was him, I'd make a drill diss song against Russia.
Yeah.
Yo, drop me in Ukraine. Drop me in Ukraine with a Glock 30, two perk 30s, and extendo clip. Taking that bitch over in 3 days.
You.
I'm taking it back.
Russia.
I'm taking Ukraine back.
I don't fuck it.
Yo, drop me. Yo, drop me in Russia.
Why is Russia so hard to invade, you think?
Because they cold.
Because they're artillery. They invest a lot in artillery.
Yeah, they cold. They cold as fuck. That's the main thing. Russia's been hard for them to invade. It's like Canada. Like, think about it. Think about, you know, how many, like, European people, they fucking put on Canada goose jackets for +3 degrees. Imagine they went into Canada to invade us.
You meant cold, like, weather.
Yeah, like, physically
yes,
cold.
Nigga, I thought you meant they kill people at cold
blood. It's cold.
Oh, no, no, no.
They cold, bro.
I'm telling you, they cold, bro.
Temperature.
Like, you know
what guys talking about?
No, they literally... That's literally -40, bro. It's like the time...
I thought about Canada too. I'm like, "Oh yeah, we're cold too." And I'm like, "Wait, what kind of cold you talking about, bro?"
That's what I'm saying. Yo, imagine any other country in the world going to Canada and trying to invade people, and they're just chilling there for 3 days in their little camps. They'll die. They're dead.
Yeah.
They're gone.
That's what I feel like. That's one reason why I'm also proud to live in this kind of place. I feel like taking a few months before, like maybe last year summer, I was here. Not last year, so maybe January.
Yeah.
I was hearing Chinese troops were in Canada, in Vancouver.
Yo, in the cold.
What?
Because they
need to get stronger, so they have to deal with the cold.
Nah, son, that's how it starts, yo.
Nah, for real. They were in Vancouver, Canada, and other places in Canada. Chinese motherfuckers, bro. To train in the cold weather, like literally snowing, like minus 40, and it's, it just had like fucking 7 days of major snow.
Yo, who let them in?
What do you think?
Prime Minister, bro.
Obviously the government.
And the thing is, the government.
You think they snuck in? They like dug underground fucking tunnels.
Actually, why?
Bro, they just went right through the middle of the earth, and they're like,
because that's how they get us, yo.
I think that's how they get us. I think the government's as school boards. Or like school boards, yeah. Let's say you're the school board director of Edmonton, and he's Calgary, and I'm like BC or like Saskatchewan or some shit.
Calgary's better than you.
Guy, bro. But you know, under your school board, you have schools. Those schools have principals. Those principals have other people working under them, you know? If the school board can make a deal with this school board, sometimes it doesn't even get to the fucking your fucking schools and his schools and my schools, you know what I mean? So a lot of things that can be done with like presidents and prime ministers and shit like that, I feel like won't get to like anybody else.
Yo, yeah. I'm actually low-key tight about this soldier shit in Vancouver, yo. I'm actually tight. Have you been Vancouver? I'm actually tight.
China owns a lot of fucking real estate.
No. They can own it. They're like building up the market. But I'm tight.
They're fucking up the market.
They're not letting us in, yo. And China. Okay,
we can't afford to buy shit in Vancouver because China.
Disclaimer.
Raised the fucking.
When I say China, Chinese people are just like any other type of people. Okay, so when we talk about China, we're talking about the Chinese government.
I think that's implied.
I know.
Okay, just
now you made it worse by trying to.
No, because I don't.
Innocence.
Just to be clear, Ali's not racist. Although earlier he asked Kuda what his favorite race is, and now he's making a lot of statements. Towards
the
Chinese people.
The Chinese military, yo. It's over. That's how long they been here?
I don't know if they're still here, bro. I was not there, you know. So like, I don't know. But it's crazy. It's fucked up. I feel like governments makes a lot of side deals that maybe like let's say
that nobody really knows about.
Exactly. Me and you're the US, I'm Canada, we're partners and like you know, we're allies, but then I can make a deal with like your fucking worst enemy because it benefits me.
I get you.
I feel like that's how the world works with countries, and that's how even war is a problem because we get into a lot of problems because we can't trust one another. But we're all in this group together.
Oh, that was deep.
That hurts, bro. People are like, why we can't have war, but we need it. You know, it's like nobody trusts nobody.
Is war good?
Yo, I'm gonna say something. Especially on the war is good. No, but think about this. Is everybody's like, yo, you should be peaceful, remove your military, that's good, da da da. The Civil War was fought by people. If the Civil War didn't happen, there would still be slaves going on in America. You have to fight for stuff. Eventually, there's a line where there's no more negotiation, and you got to be ready to fight for that shit.
Yeah.
And war is important for that stuff, you know what I mean?
Can we talk about how Biden is mad pussies? Can we talk about these mad pussies?
Stop banging the table, bro.
What? Okay, so there was the Nelk Boys interview with Trump.
I watched that.
And... fire.
I haven't seen the full thing yet, but I've seen clips and shit.
Trump criticizes Biden for like reacting how Putin wanted him to react.
Trump has Kanye West energy.
Okay, so yeah, Trump is saying like Biden is intimidated by Putin's nuclear arsenal. So nuclear says, I have nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
So Biden is saying, let's not go to war with Russia. So that motherfucker Trump is all about that smoke. Wallahi?
Nah, he wasn't. Trump was saying, hey yo. This nigga Putin, he called me.
He's a New York developer. He had motherfuckers.
Have you seen the handshakes and stuff too? Like the little, like you know the little body language stuff? I just saw a little clip where it's like where Biden is shaking hands with Putin. He looks like this tiny little bitch. Like Putin's, you know, in control. Trump, he shakes his hand and he pulls him in. He yanks him.
But those are business, cultural, like just.
But
like,
that's a big part that establishes you.
Yo, what's your message to Russia right now?
Me?
Yeah, message to Russia right now.
I'm coming for you.
Yo, fuck you, son. You're all about that. We jacking.
I put a hit on you, Putin. 10 bands right now. 10 bands, Putin. RK. Watch out.
I ain't saying nothing to Russia, bro.
Bro, I'm just telling you, Putin's scared.
What y'all jacking, you?
Putin's scared.
Bro. Y'all can talk to Russia, talk to Ukraine, man. I ain't got no say in it, bro.
I don't know.
Yo, Russia need to wash their mouth, yo.
I'm saying.
For all, well, yo, we'll have Moscow speaking English in 3 days.
Yo, I want to say something. Yo, people thought our Ukraine-Russia thing, we were pro-Russia. Bro, we ain't.
No, we're actually not pro-Russia.
We're not pro-Russia or nothing. We're pretty, not like, even not even close. Like, we know it's messed up. We was just trying to voice about propaganda and stuff.
But yo, if y'all mess with the boys, yo, guess who you gonna see on your shores?
On your what?
That red, white, and blue. And then our red and what? Red and white.
And so a maple leaf flag.
Yeah, the boys is coming.
Yeah, I know, bro. The
boys is coming. Yeah, niggas can go to work. Yeah, I'm gonna be chilling at the nah, well, I would pull up.
Yeah, I'm gonna take care of all your
hold on.
Yo, I have a question.
Yeah.
Zimbabwe and Canada go to war tomorrow. Which army are you fighting for?
Dang. Is you with us or with the ops?
I'm with you.
Let's go. Really?
Outside with Egypt, I ain't gonna lie. If Egypt, if Egypt and Canada go into war, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm popping all these motherfuckers if Egypt and Canada go to war.
I'm very aware and very knowledgeable about the government situation and the status of our country right now. I hope one day I can even be president of my fucking country, bro. I didn't even grow up there. But the thing is,
but you'd have to drop your Canadian nationality.
I could.
Would you do that?
Yes, I could give a fuck about that. If it means I'm helping my people, bro. Everybody. Everybody that's come from my country and moved here always says how much fun they've had in my country, how here is so different, how the life here is like very, they're not as happy as they were. And I've experienced that and I can vouch for that. And it's like, man, we live in such a beautiful ass country, bro. We have so many places that you guys would go see and be like, and I'll give you stories about what happened when the white colonizers came here. You do realize we won our country back from being colonized by the English people, right? Okay. And like, okay, to ever come up, to ever be a country that can say that, which a lot of countries have, which most of these countries have come to a point where they've established themselves after the war. We are struggling to establish ourselves from the war that happened in 1980, bro.
Yo,
how long ago was that?
Where's Zimbabwe in Africa?
South Africa is here, right?
Yeah.
At the very bottom of like the ocean, I think it's the Indian Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Zimbabwe is a country right above South Africa, so like borders are attached.
So it's like kind of like a little central, a little bit inside Africa, or like
the very south of Africa. You see, it's like if y'all can, you should put up a picture of this.
Zimbabwe is right. Zimbabwe is wrong. Zimbabwe is right above South Africa, between Mozambique and Botswana, under Zambia.
Exactly. To be clear, we mean north, because above Africa.
I think my dad's been to like both
the sky,
both Botswana and Mozambique, and it's like, look at the size of that country and scale out to try to look at the size of Canada. Population of that country is the population of Toronto.
Mm.
Talking about
that's
fighting?
That's crazy.
You're talking about fighting? Who do you think I'm gonna fight for, man? You know? It's like, damn, man. But like at the same time, we have so much potential. The type of mining we could do there, the oil and all this stuff.
Yeah, what's tourism there like?
It could be way crazier. Africa could be the richest tourism fucking continent on planet Earth.
Bro, I've been saying this.
$3 to get you lit in Africa.
No, but I'm saying there's so much potential for Africa as a whole to, like, you know, develop into a new era kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? It's just the biggest problem is all the corrupt leaders.
Yeah.
And that's a big problem. Like, that ain't, like, something like, but if we could somehow, like, if we could have leaders who actually, you know, love their country and love their people, then we can really move into a world where, like, you know what I mean?
Wasn't there a leader that got killed by, well, this is all a conspiracy, but he got killed by the Western colonists.
Oh, that's always happened.
Every leader.
This always happens.
Exactly, because he was trying to unite the African dollar.
Oh, Gaddafi.
Yeah, Gaddafi.
And make it very powerful. And they kind of saw the... It's fucked up, bro.
Yeah, they backed the rebels that killed him, and it was crazy, though. They released, like, videos of them, like, torturing him, putting shit up his ass. That's wild.
Wait, what?
Imagine he was like a president. Yo, let me tell you about some of like Gaddafi's crazy stories and stuff. Okay, so this guy apparently would go to New York for like the UN meetings with his camels and stuff. That he had a private guard of virgins under the age of like 16, I think.
What?
Oh, he had like a, like, wait, hold on. Gaddafi private guard.
How do you know so much about this?
Because I'm North African.
Okay, where from? Egypt too?
Yes.
Yeah, he's Egyptian too.
Look, this is a private guard.
And is Libya is close to Egypt?
Right next to us, yeah. Oh, we once went to Libya on accident.
Well, Libya's Egypt's neighbor. Like, if you also look at the map, Egypt's right here, Libya's right there. Like, right beside each other.
Mm. We went to Libya on accident.
What it was just it was like we was driving.
Oh, you
North Coast? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we just ended up in Libya. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What kind of but people are it's crazy to think that we're all Africans here.
Yeah, different types of African.
You know?
I'm blessed. It's like a whole gradient. It's like white boy brown black.
Yo, you literally don't speak Arabic. You actually don't speak Arabic. What are you talking about?
You are physically white skinned. You're physically pale.
Like, what about you as Egyptian? Okay, let's not get into
my
this.
My skin
now.
Is not, let me not I made a commentary on the skin colors, bro. Seems like you're insecure about this. What? Seems like this is like a really I just wanna let you know on camera. No, I just wanna let you know on camera. I apologize for that statement. I didn't know that was a sore spot for you and that you felt insecure about your skin color.
This guy's gaslighting your pain, bro. This guy's gaslighting you.
Yo, I was about to beat this guy.
He's making you feel pain you didn't even know you had, bro. That's fucked up.
Okay, yes. How do I know a lot about Gaddafi? Because he's the man. My grandparents used to tell me stories about how Libyans back in the day were like richer than Egyptians, and Egyptians would go work in Libya because they had all the oil money.
That's crazy.
I know I said I was going to hit it on it, but
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro. That's crazy, bro.
What does this come to?
What?
So, okay. You said 30. You said, wait, you said 35 or 30 to have kids?
30.
30. And you said what?
I'll go 27.
How many kids?
I want a lot of kids. I want a lot of kids. I want to be.
Me too.
I want like 7. I want to have an army. I want to have like the Avengers.
I don't know football.
There we go. We're back in. What's up? What's up? What's up?
That's good.
Yeah, we took a little break. Now we're back.
Y'all
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're talking about kids. We're talking
so can we talk about the gym?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. You
what? We all work out now, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, look at these bodybuilders.
Yo, stop.
Not too much, you know.
Nah, these are.
I can't believe we just did that on camera. These flexes.
Imagine.
Yeah, I know.
Taking yo, how much did you say you benched? 700 pounds.
Like 850.
850? Oh, word. Yeah. How much were you?
What the fuck?
What? Wait. What are you talking about?
850. Yo. Nah, let's be for real though. Okay.
For real.
Yeah.
Like 480.
480? Yeah.
I like a
I guess, yeah. That's got a good
day. Like, if I didn't...
Like, okay, but not on a good day. 480, or... Yeah, whatever, yeah.
Like 480?
Yeah, 480.
Oh, 480. I heard 40. No, no. You think I can bench only... You think I can only bench 40?
I'm like, why do you say it like that, yo?
But, 480, no. 480. Nah, that's crazy. 480 is a lot for me.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. How much you bench?
Probably 175.
I bench, like, 30 pounds.
Crazy. Why are you laughing? You know,
35?
Why is this 30 pounds?
This guy.
That's all I can bench.
No, we're being for real right now, bro.
No, I'm being for real what? As well. No, I can only bench 30 pounds. Yeah.
That's smart.
You are weak as shit.
No, I am. I'm incredibly
weak. You are kind of weak.
I have no muscle.
No, like, you look
stronger than you are.
That's right. It's intentional, by design. I make sure. Bodybuilders who powerlift are stupid. Let me explain why. If you're trying to make sure that you're lifting more and more and more, you're gonna get injured. If you're trying to do bodybuilding and you're lifting 700 pounds, 600 pounds, this and that, you're an idiot. Cause then you're gonna get injured and you're gonna mess up all your shit.
Yo, do breakdown on hypertrophy right now.
Hypertrophy. What do you mean? Break it down.
How to achieve hypertrophy? Get hypertrophy?
I don't think I'm the most qualified person, if I'm being like completely like honest. But you want to do time under tension, bunch of supersets, bunch of drop sets. So I'll explain those. A superset is basically like you do a set of one type of muscle and then you do another one without taking any break between it. So you might do like bicep curls and then tricep pushdowns. And then that's a superset. And that specific that type where you do bicep and then tricep is called an agonist-antagonist superset.
What's your favorite thing about the gym?
Wait, what? What'd he say?
So what's your favorite thing? He cut me off.
Yeah.
He doesn't know that I established dominance earlier.
Nah, because I got bored. You're agonist-antagonist? Agonist?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyways, what's your time under tension, dog. And
that's crazy. What's your favorite thing at the gym? Favorite thing about the gym?
I
love seeing women work out. I ain't gonna cap.
He's so proud about that. He's like,
I love seeing women
I
love going to the gym and seeing women work out because you care about yourself, you know? It shows a lot about who you are as a person, you know? It's somebody I want to take home to meet my mom type of shit, you know? Because you care about yourself. You take care of yourself. You care about what your value is, and you know what you're gonna be valued at when you get older, you know?
Facts. To be honest,
as men, too, it's like if you don't take care of your body, how do you expect to pull
the baddest bitch who's been working out and is the smart ass shorty too who's also been grinding, you know?
Sometimes they're wearing, masks though, you know?
Well, it's not even the mask about is that, crazy, bro, no, but like a shorty.
The mask revolutionized the game.
No, but it's not even that, bro. It's the shorty that goes to the gym. It's so valuable and you don't even realize it because somebody who takes care of who they are to you, you can only meet them if you take care of who you are to them. And like,
that's fact.
For real, bro. If you don't go to the gym, you're not gonna meet shorties that go to the gym.
Can you feed that one more time?
No. What he's saying is, I get what he's saying. He's saying if you're at the club and you're getting turned every day, you're gonna be meeting trashy bitches. If you're actually being productive, you're gonna meet productive women. If you want to meet a good person, you gotta be a good person and saying. Do that type of shit.
Like, you don't even have to be in places where they are doing all that stuff, but just be that person, and I promise you, people who align with those values fall into your life.
Because you attract people who are like you.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Trust me, I've been on this earth a long time, my friend.
How old are you?
And don't worry about it, sweetheart.
My older brother, Kuda, the great wise old man.
Nah, bro.
It's actually Kuda the grandpa.
But trust me, shorty's at the gym.
Whenever I need life advice, I go to Kuda.
You need life advice?
I always go to you. Because you're old man, wise Kuda.
I'm just, you know, I'm just a young kid trying to make it out of here.
It's actually starting a life consulting business.
I might.
Yeah, I think you should.
Genuinely might.
Self-help.
I feel like I did a thing in high school where, like, you're a peer therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, I'm not that person in the school where it's like I'm a teacher or I'm, like, in position to tell you what's up. But, like, around my friends, I'm qualified enough to be able to come to Ali and be in a situation where Ali is speaking to me about what he's going through as a person. And I'm trained enough and valued enough within that school to be able to conduct and how to conduct those conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And that's such a thing where I feel like it's so undervalued, bro.
I get you.
You know?
Yeah, bro, you inspire me a lot. Every time you talk, like, I get inspired.
Bro, people at my school, like, I was such a person who never really interacted with too many groups of people and kept to myself. But this one teacher, I even want to go back and just even have a conversation with her since it's been a couple of years since I graduated to see where she's been and ask her questions. But, like, imagine, bro.
Speaking of teachers,
I tell you, come to my office. I want to get you through this 1 month course that gives you a certification to be a peer counselor.
Oh, so she actually helped you like that? Like, she was actually putting in work for you, kind of thing.
It was a group of like six students, bro, and nobody knows this but these six students.
No, that's real. That's when teachers are like in the mentoring position and they're not really like trying to like just be in.
I was that athlete, that dark-skinned nigga that was, bro, I was one of the best athletes in my high school.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I wasn't the person you'd normally think that, like, would be in that position. Because the people I was around weren't my type of people to even, like, communicate to. It was more so the girls who, you know, had colored hair, you know?
I get you.
Create a picture of somebody who you feel like in moments time may kind of, like, go to situations where they need to have somebody to listen to.
I get you.
Like, not a lot of people are able to hone in on their perspective and explain it to somebody to be able to understand. You don't even, like, understand how undervalued that skill is, bro. How many times...
You know what? I actually do understand, and I always rant the same about this. The idea of packaging your idea. Packaging ideas so that the person listening would get so it in the most efficient way.
So many times I'm around people that want to tell me this and tell me that, they can't even get it into words that I can understand it, and I kind of learned, I'm like, yo, you know what, if I have this crazy idea about this, I gotta be able to explain it to KK, I gotta be able to explain it to the producer, I gotta be able to explain it to this person, and I've learned how to
articulate
what you want to say. Why did you know the word I was looking for? To articulate the shit I'm trying to, like, say to the person, you know what I mean?
You think music
and it's undervalued, bro.
You think music has made you a better conversationalist? Like, having to write, like, complex bars and stuff?
Yes.
Has that improved you in normal conversations?
Because, like, I always, like, think about, like, the craziest bar. And my bars aren't no, like, oh, wow, look at how smart he is because he said this. Look at, you know?
I ain't been in the bin.
You know, it's not like, oh, look how smart he is because he said this. Look at how this because he said this. it's more so like with interactions with people where I can't even explain it, bro. It's like I'll be scratching your back, you'll be scratching my back, I'll be living a loyalty life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's very simplistic, but that sounds nice to say, bro. Say that. I'll be scratching your back, you'll be scratching my back, I'll be living a loyalty life, bro. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's something I feel like it could be a quote that somebody could be proud of. It's simplistic, it's real, it's right there. So it's about life.
So would you come up with a catchphrase and then build a song around it?
I used to do that, but now it's like I'm wired to always think about little phrases to say. Checking on my tea, did I spill? I be sipping on my cup, is getting tea. Stepping stones, I'm building up my stutter, what you choose? Giving out my attention, this is the I forgot the lyrics to that shit, but like, you know, lyrics aren't nothing too fucking crazy where you're like, I gotta dissect this. No, nigga. Once you hear it, if you feel it, you do. If you don't, you don't. You know what I mean? It's like articulating shit to people through music definitely helped me fucking like become more of a thinker around people, bro. Like even your way, the style you talk in, bro. Your personality, like. Even when Safe is walking around and stuff like that, I'll be asking him, yeah, you got ADHD, bro? He's like, we both do. We all do. I do too, you know? It's, like, it's allowed me to use the person in the back of my mind to watch a lot more than my own mind.
Yo, okay, we're going to end up having to wrap it up. But what I want to get at is just on that note of like success and talented people, do you think successful and talented people have to have a hint of like mental illness to them to actually get to that level? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I actually feel like that.
I feel like certain parts of your life are gonna lack a lot more than other parts. Mm-hmm. If you're gonna be somebody who's successful, if I feel like passion equals crazy.
That's facts.
Facts.
And to be passionate about something, you get so into it to the point where it becomes like a daily habit, a daily this, you know, an obsession to the point where you'll do it so much so that if it's something that you're putting out to the world, it's inevitable that it's going to become big. Mm-hmm. That it's going to lead to success.
I guess.
And if that's the person you are, I don't think once you're successful, it's going to change.
I get you.
You know what I mean?
So, do you have any closing remarks? Anything you want to tell yourself in 5 years?
Quote for yourself in 5 years when we have you back on. Multi-platinum rapper, Kuda the Kid.
I would say I'm glad that I'm a people person and I can give the people the opportunity to kind of share their ideas towards me, you know? Mm-hmm. That gives me a lot of insight and how to move forward. And with what I've gone through, I can only say, like, you know, I can look back right now, I guess. I'm looking back in 5 years, but, like, right now, I look back and be like, you know, I've seen opportunities where people didn't see any opportunities. And it's led me to be at a show opening up for somebody like Lil Mosey, meeting Roy Woods and Bad Baby and shit, you know, shit like that. It's kind of...
Bad Baby?
Kind of, yes.
I didn't even know that you met Roy Woods and Bad Baby.
I know, bro. It's just...
Well, that's going to be the story for the next episode.
And, bro, I see Forever Friday so much in this city. And I was backstage at his show.
Yeah.
I wasn't even performing, doing nothing. But I was just one of the spectators. And those things don't even happen like, oh, yeah, he called me. Forever Friday didn't even know I was coming, bro. Yeah. So I don't want to, like, you know.
Yeah.
Well, we don't want to shout him out. We don't want to give him clout.
Well, no. He said he wanted to perform with him. I'm just joking.
He's taking his art age, my age, bro.
Yeah, I know. And it's great. It's great what he's actually part of, probably, the frontline soldier building Edmonton's culture right now.
Honestly, yeah, you always hating. Honestly,
I know, bro. Somebody, I'm just... Bro.
I heard your song Window Shopping with Lil Baby. It was fire.
Shout out to Cordell too, bro. Probably, I'm gonna say one of the best or the best fucking videographers in the city, bro.
Shout out his app.
So it's just Cordell Joma. He's done my Feel It music video.
Spelled how?
Man, I ain't gonna spell a nigga name, bro.
Okay, that's gonna be it. Thank you for tuning in. It's the Curiosity Click.
The coolest podcast in Edmonton with the coolest rapper in Edmonton.
Yes, sir.
Please like and subscribe.
Yes, sir.
Go share it. Throw in some questions. Do whatever, you know. Take care. Thank you for tuning in.
Yes, sir. Now, thank you for having me. Yeah. Come on the way. I'm on the way. I'll be outside. Ocean and state. She drive to the bay. I ain't along for the ride. Shawty a killer, she smoking gorilla. She taking the drugs and she holding it down. She want me to see her riding the Beamer, but when I touch home, I got things in my town.